And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Normally on Sunday morning, I like to speak to you from the gospel reading. But this morning, I want to deviate from that practice just a little bit because every now and then, I like to remind myself and you why we're here. Why do we come here Sunday after Sunday and join together in worship? We, the church, exist for two reasons, I think. The first is we're here to worship, and the second is mission. We read in the scripture reading a moment ago that Jesus said, I've come into the world, I've sent them into the world, them as you and me. And the most important focus of our worship here this morning is to glorify God, to worship God. We get confused sometimes, however. I ask people, why do you come to church? And they say, so I can draw closer to God. So I can enrich my spiritual life, so I can receive healing, so I can ask for God's protection, so I. It's not about I, it's about God. As one person said, my greatest passion is me. And I wake up every morning think about, how can I help myself right now? One man said, as they were discussing reincarnation one time, that he would like to come back as his wife. And the other person said, what? What are you talking about? He said, well, just think how wonderful it would be to be married to me. Not about us, you see. It's about God. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such the Father seeks to worship him. So, in Jesus' view, worship is not about us at all. It's all about God. It's all about realizing the wonderful love and grace that God has for us, being in communion with God, catching a vision of God in all of his glory and majesty. Jesus tells us that God is seeking true worshipers, which would be translated better, lovers of God. And we do well to ask ourselves, how can we do that? In a way that's meaningful, in a way that draws our attention to God the Father. One of the reasons I'm Episcopalian is that I love the liturgy that we have. You find this form that we follow in the liturgy beautifully recorded over and over in the Bible. Praise and worship followed by mission. Praise and worship followed by mission. Praise and worship followed by mission. You remember God came to Moses, and Moses encountered God, and God said, I want you to lead these people out of here. And Moses said, you have to be kidding me. I can't even speak clearly. He stuttered. God said, don't worry about it. I have Aaron over here who's going to take care of that. So Moses took God at his word and led the children of Israel out. Then he came to Jeremiah and said, I have a mission for you. Jeremiah said, I'm only a youth. God said, don't ever say that. Don't say, I'm only a youth. I will take care of you. I will lead you on the mission. Jeremiah said, okay. And away they went. And then I want us to think a few moments about Isaiah. Isaiah was one of those people that for years and years had been in the court of Uzziah. Uzziah was king for 52 years, which is a long time. And they had begun to, things were really going well, and they had begun to think of Uzziah as maybe a god, relying on him rather than the God that we worship. And it's significant when they say, when the scripture records, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died. Saying that perhaps Uzziah's reign and leadership was blocking their vision of God. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. All of a sudden, all of his support had gone with the death of Uzziah. And Isaiah was standing there at the religious festival in the presence of priests and other prophets. And suddenly, he became aware of a divine presence. And in that moment, he was all alone with God. Everything else had faded into the woodwork. Everything else had disappeared except his presence with God. And Isaiah was overwhelmed by the glory and the holiness of God. And he sees God's presence filling the temple. He sees angels worshiping God and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And we follow that same form in our worship. We start our worship praising God with the hope that we too can catch a vision of his holiness. The foundation of the thresholds trembled. I don't know what we'd do if that happened here. No. We'd be scared just like Isaiah. Holiness means separation from all that's sinful, impure, and imperfect. And that's why God, in his glory, looked to Isaiah as someone that was utterly perfect. And Isaiah saw himself. The same form that we go through. We come praising God, and then we hear scripture, and we hear sermons, and then we hear the prayers, and then we catch a vision, and we say with Isaiah, woe is me, for I am undone. And we have confession in our service. We have confession and absolution. Absolution means that I simply say we're forgiven. And we are forgiven just as Isaiah was forgiven when he said, woe is me. I am undone because I'm a man of unclean lips. We too come to that point of confession in our service. When we say we've not served God with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. And God says, you are forgiven. And then we present our offerings of time, talents, money, ourselves. And as we go to the holy table to invite the presence of Christ and share his fellowship, if you listen very carefully, perhaps you will hear the voice of God saying to you, as he said to Isaiah, I have a mission. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I pray that we'll join the voice of Isaiah in that expression of perfect freedom. And I think he I can see Isaiah timidly raise his hand and say, "Here am I, send me. Send me." And as we leave this place empowered for ministry, resolved to follow God's call and to follow the charge of mission. I had a deacon in Lake City who dismissed the services occasionally with a dismissal that I love. She said, "The service is over, or the worship is over, rather. Let the service begin. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen."